Shir Hey Mulatama continued, Yuzen Elaitov Shimon Beis Pesach 1982 on Sunday continued.
Because what's the definition of Beya? Beya means itakol. The Nizek comes to the Mazel. Here too, he deposited the Ahuni Sakini Masoe, Beresh Gage, and then it fell down to the street, the Ruach Mitzuyo, and then a person walked and tripped. So in final analysis, what's the nature of this Mazel? It was Mazel like a Beya, like itakol. In other words, the person tripped over it in the same way as the nezek occurs when a person deposits directly the heaven in the street. Here he deposits on top of the roof. So without the keahache or so, then it wouldn't be on the ground. But once he dropped to the ground, so it operates like a beya. So the melee it has the kules of beya, but it doesn't have the kules of h. That's what the horse. The first paragraph, the first column in the Rosh. So he said, well, he said, Davor Medal in Greek, Tanakhimish ben Lashri Mai, Omar Abai Lashri Avon Sakhir Masoi. About the Dawi Hindi, the people who are in the Dan Roy, Avon Gabi Kuma Roch and Sukhisi, will see the other, and now Mahon Mahon will keep. So we keep the Rabbi Rabbi Christ. The rabbin maskis, the kaha ame da bay the robber like actually needed. Who maskin on the alkin abode sakin masoe shi from the shaman and open the suyo, which is rabbin of suyo, the sikh was a knife, the bay of age. The Asian Abim Shekos, you will the higher of a masha higher vishne, who tire in his kikelim, who is a sodom, my boy or my tom, my age, the hill the osse of my sad, the abil a culture vishne. The Asian is tap for the dog, the linear, the holding bay of Asian. Take that. So, Yishna Devim say, since he's deduced to a matzav from the Erenesh, so the Mele, it has all the colors of both. It has both limitations. In other words, like dialogue in Adin Rieskini. So that we say, we got a Ikarochena. So these Devim apply it to a matzav too. The same aloche, the same kind of aloche. Since you deduce it, from their way, she cannot involve a chiyu where bear is not high, or where ish is not high. So the melee has to be limited by the limitations of both landi, bear and ish. That seems to be very reasonable. So melee is put on tomot because it is limited by the limitation that ish possesses. It's better for Kaelin because it's limited by the limitation that Bayer possesses. Your Vinla Akash Vishne, Vyeshni Stav, you know. Vilinire, the holding Bayer Yeshle, Teda, the Hanu Yok Shomishi Kitis, Yalpil with Bayer Vishaya, Mishmuel Doma Toneshele Ragway, Umatab Mastis of Rada Ladovic, Hashmir Mishasim Shokun Toro, Luya Lizekar is this, Arashoshim. Vinu Karen Tani Bisik Vinu Chalmadu Shav Vinezek Vasu Vinu Karen Vinu Mose Shmuel Vasuye Vinu Yomarego Chalmim Vishis Rabu Chidin Di Alivnu Akal Shibay Kil Gahmira Dita Talmude Hu Mizbeya Lechude Di Beya Gobohe. Because in final analysis, how does the Hezek operate? Does it operate the same way as Eish operates? Eish is Hezek Mazi. The Mazi comes to the Nizek. Here, the person or the axe tripped over it. So it operates in the same way as they operate. But in order to reduce that matzah, we have to resort to the halacha of Beir and Reish. But in final analysis, it has the essential feature of Beir. So it's only limited by the Kula of Beir, not by the Kula of Reish. The Beir of Omoen, Avon Yitzhakim Masoyim was a Naiche. Beir. Bein afkirino, bein afkirino, mishmudom, kum beir amdeno, rabin afkirino. וכן ביר המסגל ביר וכן קיסרים של הפרישת רבים והזיקו בסדנייך even though we deduce all these מזיקים from two landing but it's not limited by the limitations of both landing but it's only limited by the limitation of that melamed to whose essence it comes so the king faced him in the sayer the gift of the sayer machal gab the mishu stabde mishmu don ver mishu chayim the kind of kabotsi be a bubble אַפֿו גאַב דער ווען מען אלד און מאטינו אין מיר אַפֿן דער קודע מיש ניט דאָ מגעמע מיט דער ביכוז אַז יוס נזע און מיש גיי אַחר גוואָר דעם אַז יוס איז גאָב מאיס און שיי יוס דאָ שוס גוט צאַך און האב יך יאַך מיש אונד שיי מחל בלע און ווען ביי יא מיש מחמד פיר שיי נמין ישחיר בן יוט קא גמע יוס מחל ביי יא מיש לאיל פיר און ביי גאָב ווי חול בין ביי לא קומ איז רחומ איז בן ווען יא ביים מיר קומ איז שוין שרגע וכן מוכח מתחתסס שאיקשו, איך בוא מאשר יחי אכשן בשוס, העלות משמור של מסניס מהן רבוי, מוכי שמלו בשוס דהן בשוס רב ומופותח, ותירס בי, בי צורך שדו עושו, so he says, וכן מוכח מתחתסס, but if you look here, Ayin in the Agoye Sabah. Ayin B'teisi Shalom B'davo Sein from Dala B'diva Masra B'diva B'hanu Loikosat Kual Eitzo. In other words, the tasteless that the Rosh cites, we don't have it. On the contrary, the Esrabel points out from tasteless, the Rosh says the tasteless is like his. But he mentions the tasteless that we don't have. But from the tasteless that we do have, it's mashma the thesis agrees with the shita of the day of Shepiosha. Now, let's say the thesis says that Gimel on the base, Gimel on the base, Mishir Elam Abba, Hayne Keren, Mishir Regal Tzulim Mishus Rabbi, Mabon Yisakine Yil Echalik the Tamus on Abba, Mishir Yil Echalik Al Bar Echayim, Vim Tema, Hich Egon Ma Mishir, Amal Yishir Shukul Bar Echayim, Kamnos Lahadu, und vorisch hast bam was in der bische in matzat und kann man da schon die kommen lassen ja wollen sagt ihnen wir gehen sie da da kommen sie haben do han ich hier du rabo sie schaffen matzat was ich bei ist aber kosche geben die beer name ja lift the book came in kibay so that was so for question of days it's smashna seems we learn it out from two landi so it has to be limited by the limitations of each and the country so thesis Tesis sheet there, Ravoro points out, that Tesis, from Tesis it appears that he agrees with the sheet of the Yeshua Nagiru Shepiosh, not the Rosh sheet, even though the Rosh mentions it as a Tesis, but we don't have the Tesis. So it's another Tesis. Now, so Ravoro says, this is the Pshat in the Rif. When the Rif says, explains, the Gemara, to the same Kalitzide, to the same Lav Kalitzide, if we say to the same Kalitzide, so then it means that it has all the peculiarities. So that it has all the peculiarities of. I mean, but the pshat in the reef can go. I mean, the reef's pshat can go according to both days. But now, as we see, there is a machlokes between the Yesh Nagdil and the Rosh. Whenever a certain mazik is deduced from two mazikim. So, is it, does it have the same status as the mazik to which essentially it conforms? Let's say, Avon Yisakini Masoi, Shenichem Benishgaga, Yofu Benhamtsuyo, Vizikol Gosod Naiche. So, in final analysis, essentially it conforms to what mazik? To Beya, because it operates like Beya, not like Eish. That's the shite of the Rosh. And then the shite of the Yesh Nagdil is that we apply the concept of dialogue and adenius. Since it is Since it is deduced from Tumazikim, some Mele, it has to be limited by the limitations of each. So, that's in regard to Mazikim, that's in regard to Mazikim that are deduced from Tumazikim. So then there is a Machlokes. Mashainkin here, the Rif's shot can go according to both genes. Here it's a told of a certain Mazik. So then, the Gemara asks, is it to the Seyen Kayetzeben that it has all the characteristics, all the peculiarities of the Av, or not? Or not? So, the Gemara's Paschon is that to the Seyen Kayetzeben, to the Seyen Kayetzeben, except Tzure, so there is a special halacha of Meshi Sinai, that it doesn't conform to the Av in every way. Alright. Now, now the thesis. Avo dim chuberes eimo kulo medes. Rishalim le bekshom. Afilu le pamashim. Vim teis. Umehei teis. Imi pusho dayo ki pusho. Imi shoro veis. Ho teyak memando ma keren adi. Di kabunosi lahaz. Vatil kerenos. Uchim forish ham letam li kamon. Dayo memando ma fogin iskima meine. Di isle istam shvorim vabachet kashim lo kaime. Avo memando ma fogin iskima knose. Dies ist am Schwung der Kashimo Kaime, wo as ich kenne mich kule, ki da mir mi kamon, ki shol izbe benayo, se kule mi ba mi kere. Di ke mi frag, shach im wad mit khloso. Pire ich da po azi, ma shein ki di kere, di mi khes kashimo kaime. So, what's the discussion? Di morge says here, avo bim khoberes, ei mo kulo mo edis. Wi shal in de kshol, a filo bi pam de shein. So, his discussion is, nei khatis. Nadoi. The Gemara said that if we didn't have the posik of prayer shiri hodol in kamo in kamo, and we only had the posik vayachol tzitzio ben kamo kamo barzel, so then I would say, keren plusho is chayev chotzin ezek, until it becomes a muet. But keren lechoberes is chayev in ezek shol. So the discussion is mehechatez. If we didn't have a posik of prayer shiri hodol, so then the posik of kinigach would have reference only to Kerem Kush. Kerem Choberes wouldn't be implicit in the expression Kiyigah. Because if we didn't have the posik of Kiyigah in other way, then Kiyigah would have reference only to Kerem Kush, not to Kerem Choberes. So then Kerem Choberes wouldn't be mentioned by the Torah. So we'd have to learn it out. So if we have to learn it out, so how can we say that he should be Mechuyah Benetek Sholeh? After all, we have to learn it out from Kiyigah. But Kiyigah is only Chayev. Is only Chayev. Yeah. Chotinez, Kerem Kush. So Mehechatei said, could be Chayev in Ezek Sholeh. So Ravomu points out that we see from this basis, like the basis that Gimel of the base, that, in other words, the basis Shite is like the Yesh Nadev. What did the Yeshna Deum say? That Avon is Akin Maso Yeshen Yichon Benish Gadu V'nof Lom Beruach Mitzuyo V'yiziku V'yiposo Dinayche. So then they are limited by the limitations of all the Melanu. Since it's deduced from one of the Melanu is Bailey or Solomele, it's limited by the limitation of them. One of the Melamdim is age, so it's limited by the limitation of age. And the Rosh is Chayav. So he says, from this thesis, we saw already from another thesis, that the thesis doesn't agree with the Rosh Shite. Even though the Rosh mentions thesis Shite is like that. That's another thesis that we don't have. But our thesis agrees with the Yesh Nadeli. So, from this thesis also, because thesis says, the main thesis, Imi Pusho Dayo Ki Pusho, So, why should we be higher than the Mishaleh? So the question is, now, here, if the Torah had not mentioned the posik of prayer Sheri Hodolei, the Kano Rein Kano, so then, Kiyigah would have reference only to Kerem Kusho. Kerem Mechabaras wouldn't be mentioned in Kiyigah, in the Parashat Kiyigah. So then, Mechabaras would have to be reduced. Would have to be reduced from other mazikim. So memele, but it wouldn't be, it couldn't be deduced. It could, So then Keren Choperes would be like the Adam Azik in the Gemara says, he shot his veil, the Chavin Ayeh Osekule, Ribamukat. So that means we would have to learn it. So, but then it wouldn't be the Chiyuv of Keren. How could we say that it's the Chiyuv of Keren? Because if the Torah had not mentioned prayer shel hotolei in kamer and kamer, so then it would mean that kiyigah means keren pusho. Kiyigah doesn't mean keren mechoberes. So keren mechoberes is a new matter. But we would learn it out from pusho. We'd learn it out from pusho. But it wouldn't be keren. It would be like avoni sakini umasoi sheinichon bereshgage. V'nofu beruach mitzuyo v'iziku lebasad naya. V'iziku lebasad naya. So according to the Rosh, even though it's deduced from ancient Be'er, but in final analysis, it's not Eish, it's Be'er. It operates like Be'er, not like Eish. So even though it's deduced from Eish, not only from Be'er, so according to the Rosh, it's not limited by the limitations that Eish possesses. Because in final analysis, the Hezek doesn't operate like Eish in any way. It operates like Beya. Now, if the Torah had not mentioned the Posik, Preyoshei Hodolei, Mikamer and Kamer, so then Kiyigach would have reference to Keren Purusha. And Mechoberes is not like Keren Purusha, because Keren Purusha is definitely Mishune, unusual. I mean, for the Behemoth to hold detached horns in its mouth and to go with these horns, that's definitely Mishune. Masha'inki Mechoberes, relatively not Mishune at all. So it wouldn't have the essential feature of Keren. Because if the Torah had not mentioned the Posik of Prayer Shei Hodolei, so then Keren by definition would be Keren Plusho, not Keren Mechoberes. So Keren Mechoberes, if it would be deduced, it would be a new Mazik. A new Mazik. And in its essence, it wouldn't conform in any way to Keren Purusha. Because Keren Purusha is definitely Mishune, and Mechoberes is relatively not Mishune. So Memele, according to the Rosh, it's no Kashi. According to the Rosh, it's no Kashi. Vintema, Romeiteise, Imi Purusha, Dayati Purusha. Dayati Purusha. Because, according to the Rosh, even if a certain Mazik, a new Mazik, is deduced from other Mazikim, it does not necessarily mean that it has to be limited by the limitations of the Melamdim. It is limited by the limitation of that Mazik to which it conforms in its essence. So over there, is deduced from Be'er and Eish, Avonis Akimim Masoi Shemichom Rezbage, V'nof Bulam Tzuyo, V'izikul Basad Naiche. So it's deduced from Eish and Be'er, but in final analysis, it conforms in its essence to the magic of Be'er. Because how does the Hezek take place? How does it happen? By somebody or something tripping over the Tevel. So the Melee, in its essence, it conforms to Be'er. So, but here, it wouldn't conform in its essence to Keren. Because Keren, we are talking in the subjunctive. If the Posik of the Torah had not mentioned the Posik of Preyo Shei Hodo in Kamer and Kamer, so then Keren would be limited to a Keren Purusha. But Keren Mechoberes is something else entirely. Entirely, completely divergent from Keren Purusha. So it would be a new Mazik. If it's a new Mazik, so Mimele, it does not have to be limited, according to the Rosh Hashanah, it does not have to be limited by the limitation of Keren Purusha. So why the Stasia says? Because Stasia Shite is like the Mishnah Dil. That even if in its essence it does not conform to the Melamed, but as long as it's deduced from a certain Melamed, it must necessarily be limited by the limitations of that Melamed. So truly it would be a new Mazik, but it's still deduced. It would have to be deduced from Keren Purusha. So mainly it has to be limited by the limitation of Purusha. What is the limitation of Purusha? Only Chotzin Ezek. So how can Gemara say Avon Mechuberes in Opolom Edesi? I Mishor Abes هوتی نخمان دوما کرنادیفه دیکابونوسی لحظت وفیو کرنوس خیلی فرش را مستم کامون در این نمان دوما پاگنیسکی ممینه دیسلیستم شوریم لاب بخسکشیم و کهیم اول نمان دوما این نبوید سو اکو دیکتو نمان دوما دیت کرنیزادیفه این دیکابونتام اکسپلینز ایت دیت خفوک هو سیز پاگنیسکی ممینه because Tam Shvorim is love has the Shimakani. The ordinary axe is presumed to be ferocious. So the melee, that means that if the Torah did not say how much the owner of an axe is Mechuyev, so he should say Misarat Shvore, he should be Mechuyev whole damages. Because Tam Shvorim love has the Shimakani. The ordinary axe is presumed ferocious, wild, undisciplined, unrestrained. But the Torah had compassion upon the owner of that axe. So the Torah said that the owner is only who is fortunate. But Mitzvah Shvorim, we should say that the owner of the Keren, even though he Tam, so he is fully negligent. So he should be mechuyev to pay whole damages. So the mele, that is true according to Rav Popi. So the mele, we can say, if the Torah had not mentioned the posuk of Tirshei Odol Enikano Enikano, and then I would say that Kiyigah has reference only to Kanayim Bush, and Kanayim Chuborim wouldn't be mentioned. So then Kanayim Chuborim would have to be a new mazik that had to be deduced from other mazikim because of the aloche kishod is bay of the chadunaye asikure. So in other words, in the Torah had mentioned two mazikim, so we could learn bayir and one more mazik, so we could learn out all the other mazikim. So in the Torah had mentioned, let's say, bayir of the ish, so we could deduce kerem chuberes according to that mandala. So in mele, since it would be deduced from Beir and Eish, so that, and Beir and Eish both are Mechuyev Nezik Sholem, and Mele, we can understand this, why the Gemara says, Avul Chuberes, same Mekul Medesi. But how about Ravun Ebrid Rav Yeshua? Ravun Ebrid Rav Yeshua says, Paul Genizke Kost, Avul Imandoma Paul Genizke Knost, this way Stam Shvorim Cheska Shvita. So in other words, according to Ravun Ebrid Rav Yeshua, and we pass for Ravun Ebrid Rav Yeshua. So, at the ordinary acts, who did not become addicted to going, is presumed innocent, disciplined, and restrained, not ferocious. So, Mimele, Mitzvah Svore, we should say that the owner of Ishir Tam should be potoligamre, because he's not even negligent. Why is he negligent? After all, he didn't exercise care over an innocent, restrained, disciplined acts. Why should he be required to exercise extra care over an innocent, disciplined acts, but Rachmanu the Council Kehichevi, but the Torah said that he is mechuyev bechotzinezek in order to induce the owner to exercise special care, extra care. But Mitzvah Svore, we didn't tell it to us also, we should say that the owner of Ishatam is potoligamre. So Mimele, even if the Torah had mentioned Beir Adesh, could we deduce Keren, before he became addicted? No! So, Mimele, how does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara say? Avon Choperes in the Kulum Edesi, if the Torah had not mentioned the posik of Prashir Odoi Kanarim Kano, so then Kiyigah would have reference only to Kanayim Pushi. So, Kanayim Choborim wouldn't be mentioned in any parashi. Would have to deduce it from other Maziki, according to Rabbi Ebrid Rav Yeshua. So, even if we had Beir and Eish, or Beir and any other Mazik, we still could not deduce from it Keren, because Stam Shvorim is Becheska Shivu Kane. So how does the Gemara say, Avu Choberes in Mechul Medesi? Yish Lema, Yoman, Doma, Paul, Benis, Kekloseu, Dikom, Avu Choberes in Mechul Medesi. וישאלו לתקשורים בפעם ראשינו לאו משום דיסטרך כל השם מרימדת אי מרדת אלו תנגוס חבש מינו לא בראי מן הפוסי ומחוברס נעמה הרי בכלל מגיחה שביטלים אבין כי חיים לפרושו, דום ידיכן לבעל זה ומציפיו, אבל מחוברס, דאגל הדק מתחלוסי, ומיומי, לבי ומחד יובס, לחי ולחד תחיל אין את הקשורם, סוטי שצר, תוינדי, that according to Rabbi Levi Rabbi Yeshua, so Karen Mechuberes, so is the Cheskashim Okai. The Cheskashim Okai, because the ordinary acts is considered discipline, restraint, not wild fellowship. But if the Torah, the Gemara is now discussing it in the subjunctive, if the Torah had not mentioned the posik of Priya Shere Hodol in the Kamer in Kamer, so then I would say that the posik of Kiriyah has reference exclusively to Kanayim Pushim. Not Kanayim Chaborim. Kanayim Chaborim wouldn't be mentioned in the parash of Kiriyah. Not only it wouldn't be mentioned, but if there hadn't been the posik of Priya Shere Hodol in Kamer in Kamer, so then there would be a Xerasakosov that Kiyigah has reference exclusively to Kanayim Pushi. Now Kanayim Pushi is definitely Mishum. I mean, that's certainly unnatural, aberrational, for an axe to take detached horns, put the horns in the mouth, and go with this. That's definitely aberrational. I mean, everybody will be made there. I mean, even Rabbuna Brita Mishua, Rabbuna Rabshua will not say even Rav Pope would say that. Even Rav Pope would say that it's operational. Rav Pope says, Stam Shvon Mechateshimo Karne, in other words, that it's natural for an axe. Rav Pope says, Stam Shvon Mechateshimo Karne, that it's natural for an axe to go at the very outset. With Kanayim Chaborim, it's natural. But to go that way, that's certainly a deviation from the normal pattern of a shear. Which shear? How many shear maxim do that? So, that is certainly Mishune. Mishune to the nth degree. So, anyway, if the Torah had not mentioned the posik of Priya Shiri Hodole, the Kamer in Kamer, and we just have the posik, Vayachal Tio, then it would mean that the Torah, in effect, says, Ki Yigach al the Kanayim Pushi. Now, suppose the Torah had spelled out, Ki Yigach al the Kanayim Pushi. So what will it mean? For Kanayim Chaborim, that's not Nigiche. So then there would be a Gzerasakosu, that only al the Kanayim Pushi is Mishun. Mashayim Ki Kanayim Chaborim is not Mishun. So then, even Rabbuna Brit Rabbi Yeshua would be forced to agree with Rav Pope. The reason is why Rabbuna Brit Rabbi Yeshua is failing on Rav Pope, because there is a positive of Pershing of the Yitam. So it means that when the Torah says Yigah, the Torah has reference primarily to Kanayim Chaborim, not the Kanayim Pushi. But now the Gemara is discussing in the subjunctive. Suppose there hadn't been a posik of Pershe Odoi. Then I would say that Ki Yigach has reference Kanayim Pushi. So that means that the Torah would be saying in effect that Ki Yigach has the Kanayim Pushi. So he pays for it. But Kanayim Chaborim not. Why not? Because Kanayim Pushi is Mishune. Kanayim Chaborim is not Mishune. So the Melech, according in the subjunctive, if we didn't have the posik of Priya Shere Hodole, so then everybody would agree with Rav Pope that Stam Shvorim is Lav Chatzishim Chayim. This is what he says. The man don't appall the Niske Knosu will become a will recover a single full of medicine. The Yishal Nerek Shomim the Pam Vashenu. Lav Nishum Dins Lechol Ashminon. They need it. Ela Atame Hutzra. Le Ashminon Lo Bekayim Na Posik Dins Lechol Ashminon. Lav Nishum Dins Lechol Ashminon. שלא יתית אליהם עד אם יחי היינו בפרושו, דום ידיקם ובאזו מציטיו, אבל במחוברס דארג אל חזי, מתחלוסי, so if we didn't have the posik of Priya Shere Hodole, then רבוני פרד רב ישוע would also say like a point. So ממילא, I could say, so then, in that event, if we didn't have the posik of Priya Shere Hodole, then we would have to say that the Yigah has reference only to the Yigah of the Kanayim Pushi. So that means that the Torah would emphasize this, Kanayim Pushi. Why Kanayim Pushi? Because Kanayim Pushi is definitely Mishune. Mashenikim Chaborim is not Mishune. So then it would follow from the positive of the Yigah that Stam Shvorim is love the Cheskashim Okai. Love Stam Shvorim, love the Cheskashim Okai. If Stam Shvorim love the Cheskashim Okai, so even though the Torah wouldn't mention the Mazik of Karayim Okai, but it could be used from their age. Tolli Keren Mai. What is the Tolli of Keren? נגיפן, נשיחר, לביצה ובי. מה יש לנגיח, אני קורא לי, יחסיף כי ייגח, נגיפן נעמה, יחסיף כי יגן. So it should also be called out. Why is there more of a yichas in נגיח vis-a-vis in נגיף? I mean, the yichas of נגיח is, it's spelled out in the Torah. So נגיף is also spelled out in the Torah. So the Gemara says, the Negifah that is spelled out in the Torah really means Negifah. So that's not the Torah, that's Negifah. When the Price says, when the Gemara says, Negifah is the Torah, that's Negifah in pushing it, not gold. So, how you give Negifah? The time you post up Negifah is in Negifah. When I was doing Negifah, it's in Negifah. Maishne gabe yodom dechsif ki yiga. Maishne gabe heimo dechsif ki yiga. ויגח שויר עשי שויר עשי שו ומייס סוקל יסוקל אשי ויוכל את סורי ובל אשי ונוקי. So this פוסיק שמייס חופל את פוסיק חופחס deals with שויר שנוגח אסור. So the Torah employs what expression כיגח כיגח then אם שנגח הוא מתנל שיר שם הוא עד בכל אופן וישמרנו והם יסי שויר שויר אשר יסוקל וגם be all of humans. Alright. Then, Posik Lamed Hei, Shmiz Chofale Posik Lamed Hei. V'chiyigiv sheir ish esheir eyu, v'meiz, u'mochu es asher achai, v'chotzu es kaspe, v'gam es ameiz yechtu. O yinida ki shena nochu mitkir shilchen, v'lo yishmerenu v'olob, shalim shalim sheir tachas asheir, v'ameiz yile. So this Posik Lamed Hei, Lamed Bo, deal, these two psukim, so here the Torah employs the term kiyigiv. But what does kiyigiv mean? Also, an eve, an axe of a man, goes, the axe of his name. It really means going. But in the psukim, in the posik, chofes, where the Torah deals with Sheir Shenogachas Odom, the Torah employs the term Negich. Here in Posik Lamed Hei, where the Torah deals with Sheir Shenogach Sheir, the Posik uses in respect to going the term Negich, but it doesn't mean pushing. It means going. So why is it? So in Haname, this kind of Negich, that's Negich, is enough. But why does the Torah use the term, the expression Negich? Maishne gabo odom dechsif ki yigah, u maishne gabo heimo dechsif ki yigah. So the Gemara says, odom nisli mazle dechsif ki yigah, behime dechsli mazle dechsif ki yigah. U milsa gabo chekom ashu, di muen lo odom ala muen lo behimo, u muen lo behimo ala muen lo odom ala tzidarash. Negife, shedoch lo bigufo, viziko bikabole, revitze shoro asot shimu bedere, vohu chomu ביידה שבו אתה רק לא בישור את הכלב והרוח היה בתום בלי קרן כמה סלאב כי קרן וינוי לא זייקה כי קרן ונזייקי מוצאו תודיר והיו כך חווה כי קרן יכולים אז זה ראו עדו ביבס נגיבו פורמים בכך אין משלם את סנזק שולם מה יש לי מגיח אני קורא לי אב נכסיב כי ניגח נגיף אינם אקסיב כי נגיף שירי ששירי היו וכי נגיף אקסיב תן אינם אור אך נגיף ונגיח אינם ולא יצחי בכך. So when Gemara mentions Negifah as a Torah, it has reference to Negifah of pushing. But the Negifah of the Torah has reference to the Negifah of going. We see a Negifah, or in the Akshir Nagafu, we see Kishir Nagafu, El of Noga, Nagafu, Limalo, the Hach Negifah laughs to the Nagafi, El of Negifah Skeren, the Lake Lamima da Kata Negifah Avar, Un Negifah Zui Negifah, the Hach Negifah Zagu, the Negifah Ashkan Bekerami. Here, it's definitely can. גביותם כי שאשני שיר נוגח אדום, כסי כי יגח שיר עסיץ, וגבי יחה שיר ושיר כסיף כי יחשיר, איש השיר העיר, אודום דיס למזלה, that's the first chapter of Rashi. In other words, that אודום דיס למזלה is כסיף כי יגח. What the first chapter of Rashi is, אודום דיס למזלה, שיש לי דס, לישנר אז גופי. Das ist very good faith. So since in his das, his intelligence, so it's not so easy for an axe to go. And all, because the other has his intelligence whereby he is able to adjust himself to the situation and to defend himself and to avoid being gold. So the melee, in other words, it's much easier for an axe to gore an axe than it is for an axe to gore a man. Because a man has seichel, has intelligence, he can protect himself. An axe doesn't have intelligence. So in melee, if somebody became addicted to the goring of an odom, he has a din muet to behemoth too. But if he's addicted to the goring of a behemoth, he does not have a din muet regarding the odom. כסיף כי יגח, לבד אי נשחר בנה שיהיה לו הורה, ובוא לא בקיח, אבל נקיף אבל משמע שמוצאי מי, ודוח אבי בקר נאור. לשני אחים, that's the first thing. So מזלה means, יסר. לשני אחים, יסר מזלה, ונניח להמיס את נקיף, והתחיף אז קרם יא, אלא בנגיח את בקיח ובכבון, אלא התחיף אז קרם בלו, Kerem the Guru. So the Adab Shati is not just a Masla because he has Seichu. So it means he has luck. But what does luck mean? Rashi doesn't say. He's a Masla. So mainly because a man is relatively lucky. Since a man is relatively lucky, vis-a-vis a behemoth or some mainly, it's not so easy for an axe to injure a man. Amen. But it's relatively easy for an axe to injure another axe. What does it mean? Islimal. So again, the first shot, so Rashi defines. A man is lucky. Why is he lucky? Because he has intelligence. So he's able to defend himself. But according to the second motion, what does it mean? He has luck. So Rabbi Kriya said, I'm Shabbos and him on the day. The Rashi Dibra Maslow. Now there Rashi says, Mazle, what does it mean? That there is a Malach who watches, who protects every human being. So, I suppose that from Kriya means, this is the, you see, how is it that Rabbi Kriya put a circle on this, on the second Rosh, not on the first Rosh. So it's not that Rabbi Kriya just wanted to show that there is a stira between the Rashi here and the Russian Shabbos. So then Rabbi Kriya would have put the little circle in the first Rosh. Why did he put the little circle in the second Rosh? The second Rosh. So on the contrary, Rabbi Kriya means apparently that according to the second Rosh in Rashi, so Mazle means what Rashi says in Shabbos. Malach Shoshen Yeres Olor. There is a Malach. Now what does it mean? I think. Now, the Ramban says, הנה, ומריחם וחיצכם יהיה על כל חי הסהורת. ועל כל איף השמיים, בכל אשר תהיה מצווה אדום, ובכל בני היום בית חלמיתו. So the Ramban Mispeilus says that actually it would be a great risk for a human being. Biderech HaTeva, it would have been the greatest danger for a human being to face an enemy, because any animal and any bird can destroy a human being. But the Ribbono Shel Olam instilled in the mentality of the animals and of the birds a certain fear of man. They really have nothing to be afraid of man, because what? All right, if man has a gun, okay, he can do something. But without a gun, what could man do against any bird and against any animal? Nothing. But the Ribbono Shel Olam instilled a fear in the mentality, in the sight of animals. All right, animals also have a certain sight. So that's a mirachem v'chitchem, yi al kal chayis oretz, v'al kal oif ha-shumayim v'chol ha-shatiyom yisra'adomo u'v'chol ki'ayam v'yetchem iton. And if not for the sin of man, if not for the chet of mankind, so then men wouldn't have to be afraid of any animal, even of the so-called chayis leofim. The lion, I mean, the bear, the wolf, the tiger, nothing in Vidmo Pinochosh. And that's the Gemore in Broches about Chalina ben Deisir. So lo yanochosh meinitz. Why? Because he had no chatoi. So mimele de morachem v'chitchem. Ye al kol chayis oretz applied even to the chayis deofis. The reason is why there are certain animals have the so-called highest fear, who are not afraid, is because of the chet hod. And Ramban says that's why we need some Mashiach. We are here with the Ashrisu, because we need some Mashiach when mankind will reach its goal, and they will not be as sinful as it is now. They will not be sinful. So then the murachem v'chitchem will be realized in all animals, without an exception. Now, as an image for the head of mankind, so there are certain animals who are not afraid of men. But the Nesa Mashiach, so then the Merachem the Chitchem will be instilled in a full way. So the Melech, that it means, Odom Yisrael Mazel, when Rashi says there is a Malach who watches men, he shouldn't be ninja. So what if the Rambam says in the Nebuchim that many times, the Rambam says even in respect to Kisvah Kiddush, so sometimes when Malach is mentioned Kisvah Kiddush, he really has reference to the Kirchis HaTevah. But it certainly is true of Malach that is mentioned by Chazal. So many times, so when Chazal mentioned Malach doesn't mean a higher being, but Malach means the Kirchis HaTeva. Even in respect by Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, so in the letter should we find the Malachim, whether Malachim Mamesh or Shmuchim. What does Malach mean? Malach means a messenger. That's the literal meaning. So sometimes Malachim, real angels, are the Shmuchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But any Kirchis HaTeva, the Rambam says in the Neruchim, can be called Malach. So in other words, the fact that certain animals, I mean, of course, a dog could tear up a human being, even if he's not in a dog. A cat could tear up a human being. What is a cat? A cat is a domesticated tiger. So that means that the Merachem v'chitchem was instilled in a cat. It was not instilled because of the avinu, of mankind. So the Merachem v'chitchem is not being instilled now in a real tiger, but in a cat, in spite of the avinus of mankind. So the Merachem v'chitchem is instilled. In other words, so the Ribbono Shel Olam instilled it in the nature of the animals that they should be inhibited in going an otter. But they're not inhibited in going an ox. So that's the Malach. That's the Malach that Rashi says in Shabbos. And this is what Rashi says, Mishnachim Yisrael Mazel. What do you mean? You talk all the time. Luck. I have luck. What does it mean, luck? Luck doesn't mean stars. It doesn't mean stars. Has he shown that luck? Hackett told me Mazel that everything is still in stars. Has he shown? Phenomenon that a cat is afraid of men. Can it be explained? A cat is a real tiger. Can it be explained? All right. So scientists, they coin a name for everything. They coin a name for everything. So if sometimes a terrible thing happens, so they call it a mutation. They can't explain it on the basis of law of nature, so they coin a fancy name, they call it mutation. So, what does it mean? So they coined the name a domesticated tiger. How is it that the cat became domesticated? Why didn't the real tiger become domesticated? Why only the cat? Because that was the Rotzna Bere of Mirachem Vechitchet. Ye al kol chayos ored al kol v'shamayim. But, and if not for chet ha'odom, as Ramban says, so then it would apply to all animals. But because it's an Amish, for the sins and crimes of mankind, so there are certain animals in whom the Murachem or Chitchem was not instilled until the Mesa Mashiach. So that is also a force of nature. The inhibition, the fact that animals on the whole feel inhibited in destroying men, in growing men, that's also a force of nature. We call it, but we cannot explain it. So we call it mazel. Mazel means something hidden. But the Rebbeinu Shalom instilled it within the framework of nature. So of course, I mean, a psychologist of animals. So they'll say that the cat is inhibited in hurting a man. And so sometimes when a man starts up with a cat, then the cat can really injure the man. Why? Because then, if the cat is entangled, is provoked, so then it becomes divested. It forgets about its inhibitions, and then it really can hurt the man. So in other words, so that's the malach, and that's the mazal. Anyway, so it really, the two Mishnayos and Rashi, in final analysis, they amount to the same thing. Because the first motion is, Odom Yesh Nidas Nishmer, Esatzme. So it's only because of Ashkoche Proti, so Mimele, man is able to utilize his intelligence. But without Ashkoche Proti, without the Malach, who watches him, so his intelligence, on the contrary, will trap him in all kinds of pitfalls. So, in final analysis, the two Lishemes have the same meaning. In other words, Odom Misle Masle because of Ashkoche Proti. On animals, there is no Ashkoche Proti, as the Rambam says in the early book. There is only Ashkoche Proti. So, in Meile, because of the fact that on animals, there is no Ashkoche Proti, so in Meile, an axe is not inhibited in going another axe. But man, Odom Misle Masle. So because of the Ashkoche Proti, from the Mele, the Ashkoche Proti operates within the framework of nature. So the so-called intelligence of man is the Shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Malach. Sometimes, if a certain person he has no intelligence, so Shein Lotzoim Hashem. So somehow the Ashkoche manipulates that man should be protected. Anyway, so that means it's not so easy for an axe to gore a human being as it is for an axe to go another axe. Alright. What does Rashi say? So he already mentioned from this Rashi, it's mashma that Rashi agrees with the shita of the Ernest, not with the shita of the Rashba. Alright. Shemishal misakeifa, meinera go yosho, v'loi misimamish, damo yifreka misanedro nao mitzuchose, yato yoge, v'ate yiro yitzrashichet. Avu mued lo odom, avu mued lo beimo, mued lo harges lo odom, nishkachas lo, kishol roma bigin, nad she nogach, shorish bomi, sholim niskal miyat, kishayim isorishim. Now there is, I mean, it's not difficult, but there is a certain deal in Rashi. Rashi wanted to mention an example of the application of the principle of Mued Lodom have Mued Lodemo, Mued Lodemo have Mued Lodom. So what kind of an example did Rashi mention as an application of the principle Mued Lodemo have Mued Lodom? If a certain axe killed already three animals, three axes killed already. So, and then he will kill a human being, and the fourth victim is a human being, so then the owner of the axe will not be mechuyef to pay kefir. Because what kind of an owner of an axe is mechuyef to pay kefir? Only an owner of an axe would. But an owner of an axe tam, a sheir tam, doesn't pay kefir. So maybe if the axe before he killed a certain human being, so he had already killed the other human being, so then, for the fourth human being, so the owner of the axe, and the cave. But if the axe before it killed, before it fatally gore a human being, so just killed axel three times, so the owner of the axe is not mechuyef to pay kefir. Alright, that's a good example. Why couldn't he mention another example? Let's say, in case of an injury done to a human being. In case of an injury done to a human being, not killed. Let's say, if Mued Beimo have Mued Odom, suppose a certain axe first killed three babies, then The fourth would be an injured human being. So the owner of the ox has to pay all the damages. Not all damages. But if the owner, if the ox first caught a human being three times, now the fourth time, he again goes a human being, he has to pay all damages. Why doesn't Rashi mention this example? How is it that Rashi limits himself to the case of an ox? In other words, to the case of an ox who killed three times a behemoth, so he's not Muevodo, vis-a-vis an ox who killed the human being three times. So he is a Muevodo. Then the fourth time, if he kills a human being, the owner of the ox is going to kill. Why does he limit himself only to that kind of a negiche that involves the achir of kill? Why can't he mention as an example a negiche of injuring the human being? So in other words, if somebody was in way, three times the ox injured the human being, then he injures the behemoth, so he has to pay the charge. If the ox injured the behemoth three times, and then he injured the fourth time the human being, the owner doesn't pay the charge. Why can't he mention this example? Probably there is a couple. Alright, now let's see. The case. Now, the Nachlas Domo asks a very strong kasha, raises a very strong kasha against Rav Menachem's pshat. Umil saravuche komashmo, vafilu Rav Popi Domo likam vishesh no gadal vei, vimu edu yodom stome, we have a new behemo, hayedav kishenu kam gimu bne yodom, vibihoche we have a new behemo, have a new gachodom vishir vichameir, have a new gimu mini, have a new behemo, אבל נוגח שיר לחמי ויגומו לא יאבל מועד לא אדום ואף על גב ואוכל בהם הוא אבל מועד אפילו לרב פופה כדי זה עושה סותס זה סיכה של פסטר אל גמורה סנגל זה דבר פושב זה מועד לא אדום זה אבל מועד בהם מועד בהם הוא אבל מועד לא אדום דפו המציין ובוקם there is a מחלוקת between רב סבי and רב פופה and this question Rav Zvi says that Mued Miodom, have a Mued Miodom, Mued Behemo, lo yave Mued Miodom. Rav Popa says that not only Mued Behemo is we have a Mued Miodom, Mued Miodom is we have a Mued Miodom. Machlekes, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to come. So our Gemore can very well accord with Rav Zvi, but it doesn't seem that this is not a wooden garment. After all, here the Gemara is explaining the posik. Why does the posik change the expression? At first, in dealing with Sheir Shenogach Odom, the Torah employs the expression here. Then, when the Torah starts to discuss Sheir Shenogach Sheir, the Torah uses another expression, Yigay. So, because of the Muslim Mazlein, Yigay. You don't have to exert an effort. A sheir in order to be nigeach and odom has to exert an effort. The kavanah, the determination, and the premeditation, it's not something that can be done by the sheir just casual. A sheir, so it can be done by the sheir casually. So the Gemara is explaining the reason as to why the Torah itself changed the expression from Kiyigah to Kiyige. That has to be a little cooler. Not only a little Razi, it has to be a little bit Rav Pope also. So that's the discussion, but Rav Pope says that Mued Lodom, Loyam and Mued Lodom. So then the question arises, why does the Torah change the expression? So the first direction is by thesis itself. So is that when the Gemara says he amoed liodom is having with the behemoth, so the Gemara means, so the Gemara means nogach odom sheir lechameir. So even Rav Popa who says moed liodom lo yavim with the behemoth, so he has reference to the case where a sheir of a sheir who got three men. So then we have a way with him. After that, he goes, a shayya, so he pays only half damages. Mashayim came, Gemara here is reference to a shayya that God and Odom wants, a shayya wants, and the Hamea wants. Since he goes three times, and in the three times a man is a human being is included, and the other two are animals, so then even according to Rav Pope, he is a Mu'elvei. But suppose he got Sheir, Hamei, or Gomor, but man is not included in the three, so then he's not a Mu'elvei. All right, that's the first thing. Mu'elo, don't show you Mu'elvei. Because I'm in the Hamor. We need some way to do have a way to be. The Hazor and the Behemo, Lap Hazori, have a way to call. The Hazom Odom, we have a way to do. The Hazor Odom Hazori. Achen explained the Gemore. Gemore says here, Muedo is having a way to be. And that's how we did the Kulamone, even how we did the Rapope, not only how we did the Rapzi. With Rapzi we have no problems, but how we did the Rapope is reference to the case of Isheir who addicted itself to the going of an Odom and Behem. He called the man three times, he called an axe three times. He's a Mu'elvei. And then, now there is a loche of Chazor Amitamus. What does Hadoi mean? Hadoi means that the axe accustomed itself, habituated itself to the goal. And Chazor Amitamus means the habituation. So there is a process of habituation, Hadoi, and there is a process of the habituation of Chazor Amitamus. Now there is a Machlekes Hadoi. How does the process of Hadoi takes place in three successive days. He goes three times, so then it becomes a name. How does the process of dehabituation, Chazor Amitamus, manifest itself? So there is a machlekes tanoi. That from Gimel on the Bay. Ezeu tam, ezeu muet, kol sheinidu bein shleish yom. Vitam, after it became a town, after the axe accustomed itself to going, so then he comes out on Sunday, he has so many opportunities on Sunday to go, doesn't go. Then Monday, he's allowed, you know, to run the search, and doesn't go. Then Tuesday, again, he's allowed to run the search, and he doesn't go. So then, according to review the death constitutes a process of dehabituation. And again, the owner has to pay only half damages. And they are in May or not. How does the process of habituation manifest itself? In other words, if children keep on playing with it and he still doesn't go, that constitutes a process of dehabituation Chazor Amitamus. All right, let me make a difference. How the process of dehabituation manifests itself. But there is an inyan of Chazor Amitamus, dehabituation. So Rav Nachum says, the our Gemara is reference to the case of an ox who accustomed itself to the going of man and animal. And then there was a dehabituation process in respect to animals. In other words, the dehabituation process in respect to animals, let's say he was given an opportunity, the ox, 3 days in succession according to Rabbeinu, or according to Rabbeinu, let's say baby oxen were playing with him, and he didn't, and this ox, after it habituated itself to the going of human beings and animals, so now a baby oxen played with him, they actually provoked oxen, he didn't hurt the baby oxen. So then, even according to the mayor, it's Chosolitamus, it becomes the obituary. But there was no dehabituation in respect to men. There was only a failure on the part of the ox to gore animals. But there was no dehabituation process in respect to men. So then the halacha is chazori behemel af chazori avimue lichol vichozro miodom. But suppose the ox accosted itself to the goring of human beings and animals, and then dehabituated itself from the goring of human beings. But it did not dehabituate itself from the goring of animals, so it will still really have a very order. So if the ox will go a human being, the owner will only have to pay chotinet. This is how Tesis applies our Gemara, so that it could accord even with the view of Rafa. So for Dominic asks a very strong question. If you turn to the Gemara, you'll see something very strange. So it will appear that this thesis is diametrically opposed to what the Gemara says upon the matter. Now turn to the Gemara upon the matter. Now the Mishnah, the one time of now. Sheyer shehu mu'ed l'minei, v'mu'ed l'shei l'minei. So if an ox is addicted to the goring of its own kind, its own species, oxen, but with more of a shame, but not to the goring, let's say, of camels, other men, other species, other kind. So more than Odom, when you move away, he is addicted to the goring of man, human being, not a baby. Since he's a mued, he's addicted to the going of axer. If he goes an ox, so the owner pays the whole damage. If he goes a camel, so he pays half damage. Rav Zvi says that when the Mishnah says Sheyer Shehu Mued L'Minei V'Nimei V'Sheyer Mued, so Shehu Mued L'Mishalom Nezik Shom V'Sheyer Mued L'Mishalom Chotzi Nezik, so it means Ve'Eine Mued Na Ve'Eine Mued Na, that we know, look at the Rashi, Ve'Eine Mued Na Ve'Eine Mued L'Sheyer Mued V'Yadim V'Doi Norach V'Chidavim V'Lukamei V'Loi Norach. In other words, Sheyer Shehu Mued L'Minei, we know that he's addicted to the goring of oxen. Whenever an ox approaches him, so this ox goes. But then, when the opportunity is presented to this ox to go eternally, he doesn't go. We know that, let's say, three camels face this ox, and the ox didn't hurt. But when oxen face this ox goes. So, as we don't have any more, they were the same, the Adina Benoit, who him Davrin who came, but they were brought forth, presented before this act, you were Yoga. You got the Mishin Wedley, you know, Krahasma, Michel Cotinette. I will install him, what was him, what was him, the him, what was done with him. So, but in a start, if we know that a certain acts, so is Mued, is addicted to the going of Axel, and we don't know, we didn't experiment him, he didn't experiment this ox, how does he react towards camels? Minastam, if he's addicted to the goring of oxen, he's considered a mued to the goring of any other animal, camels, any other animal. The Apopo ma'einim mued. Apopo is chayim. Papa says that only if even if we don't know, we not stop. So if he's muy eliminated, so he's anywhere eliminated. In other words, just because he got accent 3 times, he does not mean that he's muy to count. So in other words, according to Razvini, a muy to one mean bay or high is a muy to another mean, and according to Rapope, he's not a muy to another. Rabzi don't have any muy plan or stone avenue. Rapope don't have any muy plan, stone away on muy. Rabzi died the same, Rapope died the rage, Rabzi died the same, and don't have any time in the way. Yeah, we wish they made me with the Tony, host on the Havid Way, Hoka Mashalon, that you wish done with the name of Mr. Mammon Way. Every I'm with any way to Tony, Stomach with Adam Way, has the issue with Tony, stand down, Mr. Mammon Way, with Tony with Daily, Sri from him, I'm with Way. We have four from our history, South like the Hamid Hoy, Porat de Mahuni, Porat de Wish, the Daily, the Day, and the Commercial Adam Way. A four the diaperation. Tony Muet, the order of the Muet today, more. He am a rabbi slave in the Muet now, Stomach Avenue Muet, Hoka Mashalon, Dafi with the order of the Baymon, and the Stomach Avenue Muet. That Muet the order of the Muet Avenue the Baymon. This is the Gemore of Rapope, the case is mentioned. Oh, we am a rabbi Muet, Tony, Hostom Avenue Muet, Hash, the Ishtim of the Baymon, the Baymon, Stom Avenue Muet, the order of the Baymon, Slicho, the name of the Muet, the Rasmi. So our taste, the Hanachotori test the Kashi, is diametrically opposed to this Gemara. Taste says, as the Kashi. Here the Gemara says, Umil Sagavuch Ekomashma. The Mued Yodom is having Mued Beimo. But Mued Beimo is where having Mued Yodom. So they said, the Kashi Hot, in Achmed Avzvi. He says so, that comes out. That Mued Yodom is having Mued Beimo. But Mued Beimo is having Mued Yodom. But Rapope says, that not only Mued Beimo is having Mued Yodom. That similarly, Mued Yodom is where having Mued Beimo. So how does the Gemara say, Umil Sagavuch Ekomashma? The Torah, by changing the expression, from Kinikach to Kinikach, so advises us that Mued Beodom is having Mued Beimo, when Rapope says Mued Beodom is Loi having Mued Beimo. So Teisa says, according to Rapope, we have to say that when Gemara says Mued Beodom is having Mued Beimo, Mued Beodom show you Mued Beko, Vichoda Mued Beimo, Vinisha Mued Beodom, having Mued Beimo, Vichazore de Beimo, Lab Chazore. So what is Teisa saying in effect? That even according to Rapope, who says, Mued Beodom is Loi having Mued Beimo, but if he became Mued to Odom and Beim, and then there was in the habituation process, in respect to Behemo, so Chazor and Behemo, Lab Chazor. It's not effective. In the habituation process, in respect to Behemo, is not effective. So even Rapope, who says Mued Liodo, is loyal in the habituation process. So the habituation process in respect to another does not make him a Mued in regard to the Emo. But in connection with the de-habituation process, so if there is a de-habituation process in respect to the Emo, so it's ineffective. Chazore the Emo and Chazore. So it's a Kalvachemer. According to Razvi, certainly La Chazore. And the Gemara says in so many words that Chazvi, who says Mued Liodo, have a Mued Beimo, but in the Chazore, so Chazore Beimo is Chazore. So it's diametrically opposed. That's the Nachmiz of its Kashi. Loizochisi lohobin vo, the Hashtel in Chazvi, the Svirle, the Mued Liodo, Stome, have a Mued Beimo, the Inkei Odifle Yadosi Liodo, Kokach, Liyade nam lebeimo, vatu oches virale, liyin chazore, di chazore de beimo mi es chazore, liyin beimo, ki di isle et yehoson visugye, vi rabzore, rabzir omlo, reisha chazore koye, so chazore de beimo is chazore, ויקין קולש לו יעקב, דלו יודים לידו הסודו, לידו לבהימו, מקולש כי נחזור את בהימו חזורי. זה לא יסלון כעס. תהי התסס מנשן זה ביק חילש, that the Al Gemara, when it says, מוה דלו יודם על מוה דלו בהימו, so it can accord him with Apope. But Apope says, מוה דלו יודם, לא יעדו מוה דלו בהימו, but Al Gemara is reference to the case where the axe became a mued to Odom and Behemoth. And then it habituated itself from the going of Behemoth. So we say, Chazoret Behemoth al Chazoret. So we say, Chazoret Behemoth al Chazoret, Yimma Limit Rapopo, who says, mued to Odom, loyalim in Behemoth. Allah has come over Hamo. So it goes without saying, Kalohemer of logic, that according to Rav Zvi, who says, mued to Odom, have a mued to Behemoth. So certainly Chazoret Behemoth al Chazoret. But the Gemara says, I'll leave it at sea. The Gemara says that Mued Behemo. So Mued Behemo is Mued Lodom, have a Mued Behemo in the habituation process. But in the Hazore, so Hazore Behemo is Hazore. So I mean, nothing. That's the Kashi. It doesn't give any talent now. Now, I'm only saying it in connection with Rav from now. I don't say it in connection with the Rambam, because the Rambam Shitei Chavak. The Rambam doesn't give Rambam Menachem step. Now, there we find the Machlekes Tafon Zayin between Rav Zvi and Rav Popa. Rav Zvi says that Mued Lodom is having Mued Lodom. But the Gemara says that according to Rav Zvi, Mued Lodom is having Mued Lodom, but in case of Chazore, so if the Sheir was in Mued Lodom, Mued Behemo, and then he was Cheder from the Behemo, so Chazoret Behemo, Chazoret, according to us. Now, Rav Mappe says Mued Lodom, Mued Behemo, but Heisve says that according to Rav Mappe, Chazoret Behemo, Lav Chazoret. So the Kashi by the Nachazoret is, doesn't make sense. If the Gemara says, if Mali Bid Rav Zvi, who says Mued Lodom, have a Mued Lodom. But Chazoret Behemo is Chazoret. So certainly I'll leave it to Rav Popa, who says Mued Lodom is Loy have a Mued Lodom. That certainly Chazoret Behemo should be Chazoret. Now, but the Machlekes in regard to Mued Lodom, have a Mued Lodom, Loy have a Mued Lodom, is a Machlekes between Rav Zvi and Rav Popa. Now Rav Zvi says, Mued Lodom have a Mued Lodom, Rav Popa says, Mued Lodom lo have a Mued Lodom. Now Rav Popa has a machlokes at the end of the first period with Avunah Beit Rav Yeshua, whether Paul Geniske is Momele or Paul Geniske is Knossi. So Rav Popa says, Paul Geniske is Momele. Paul Geniske is Momele. So why? Because Tam Shvorim is Lavdech HaZkashimokha. The ordinary axe is presumed wild, undisciplined, ferocious. So, Mitzar HaSvorim, we should say that the owner of the Shiatam should pay in his exholets because he was grossly negligent. Because the ordinary axe is presumed ferocious, so he has to watch it. If he doesn't watch it, so he's grossly negligent. So he should pay. But why? Why doesn't he pay in his exholets? Especially that's a cause of Rachmon and the Chasson. Rabune Brit Rav Yeshua says, Paul Geniske Knos. Why? Because Tam Shvon has Kashimokai. So the ordinary acts is presumed innocent, disciplined, restrained. So the Melee, the Saslore, the Torah didn't say anything. I should say, the owner of the Shetam shouldn't pay penny, nothing, because he's not negligent. But the Torah imposed upon him a fine of head damages in order to induce the owner to exercise extra care. But that's not money. Now, so Rav Popa says that Paul Geniske Momele. Now, so I think that according to Rav Menachem, the Rav Popa, the Rav Zayin, which he does say, with Rav Popa, that this world, who said that Paul Geniske Momele. Now, the Torah says that the first three times if the Sheir goes, the owner pays him damages. After from the fourth time on, the owner pays full damages. Now, according to Rav Popa, according to Rav Popa, we pass for Rav Popa, that Paul Geniske Knossi. That means the sum shvorim has kashimokai. That the ordinary ox is presumed innocent, disciplined, restrained. It's, that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua, going at the very outset by an ox is an unnatural act. It's unnatural. Because he's presumed innocent, disciplined. So in other words, when an ox goes for the first time, the second time, the third time, it's considered an aberrational act. It's not consistent with the normal nature of the ox, because Tam Shlom has Kashimokai. It's an abnormal phenomenon. It's Mishune. So then it's Mistaber that the reasons why the Torah says only from the fourth Nikiche Am the owner pays in Ezek Sholem, because since originally at the outset it's an unnatural act, it's an aberration, it's not consistent with the normal tendency of the average acts. Cheska Shibu is innocent. So what's the purpose of Atoye? After it goes three times, then it becomes a natural. Once it habituated itself, so the going becomes natural for an act. Originally, at the outset, it's an unnatural. It's unnatural, it's mishune. It's an abnormal, it's an aberrational act to go. But as a result of the habituation, so it becomes a natural. That's Alibe the Rabbi tradition. But we cannot say that Alibe the Rav Pope, because Alibe the Rav Pope so called the Miski is Momene, because Tam Shvorim Mavda has the Shimon. And as Rabbi Tam says, the Ayla Mandoma Pogin is Momene, this is Tam Shvorim Mavda has the Shimon Kani. So on the contrary, Sheir, even at the very outset, there is more reason for the owner of the Sheir Kenan to be hired than for the owner of the regular of the Sheir. Because he's the average ox is considered ferocious wild. That means that it's natural for an ox to go. It's natural. So we cannot say that the purpose of Adoye is to convert going into a natural act. It is a natural act, according to Rafopi, it is a natural act at the very outset. So what's the halacha of Adoye, because of course Adoye is not because through Adoye, by going three times, then it becomes converted into a natural act. The heretofore aberrational act becomes converted into a natural act. According to Rabbi Meir Yeshua, we can say that. But according to Rav Pope, it was a natural act all the time. Even the first time it's a natural act. But it's especially because of course, even though going is a natural act for an ox, according to Rav Pope, the first time, but it is a sakosu, that until the ox addicts itself to going, establishes a habit of going, until the ox addicts itself to going, then the owner pays only half damages. Not because the first three times it's mishune, it's an unnatural act, and from the fourth time it's a natural act. It's a natural act in the first time, and still the Torah says that it's chayev only chotzinet. So what's the purpose of Adoye? That's exactly the question. That even though it's a natural, the going is natural for the ox the first time, but the owner is mechuyev to pay an shoreh only after it habituated itself, after it established a habit of going. Until it established the habit of use of going, is not chayev. But the natural act it is even the first time. Even the first time. Some may learn. According to Rav Zvi, so we can say. Now Rav Pope definitely agrees with Rav Pope. There is no doubt. So Rav Pope holds that the Paulinist case momentum. So that means that the average ox is presumed ferocious at the very outset. And still the Torah says he is higher, but only he's only higher Kotiner. So why is it that in the fourth time he's higher than Sholem? Not because in the fourth time the Nigiri is a natural act, Until the first time, the first thing he has, it's an aberration act. It was a natural act according to the Pope. The first time too. So the exercise concept is, even though it's a natural act, it's just as natural, but that exercise, that until he becomes addicted, he becomes a bit, the axe becomes habituated, right? So the owner pays only half damages. Not Nezek Shofar. Mashainke, according to Rav Zvi, so we can say that Rav Zvi really agrees with Rabbeinu Greit Rav Yeshua. Rav Zvi really agrees with Rabbeinu Greit Rav Yeshua. Rabbeinu Greit Rav Yeshua says that Talmidim is Keknos. That means Stam Shvorim love the Chesed Shimokai. That, I mean, Chesed Shimokai, the country. Rabbeinu Greit Rav Yeshua says Stam Shvorim Chesed Shimokai. That the ordinary axe is innocent. He's disciplined. He's restrained. So that means for a shared time to go is an aberration act. It's abnormal. It's an unnatural act. So when the axe habituated itself to going, so held on as a teva, so then it becomes a natural act. So according to Rav Zvi, who agrees with Rabbeinu Breyer Rav Yeshua, so the purpose of Agoye is to convert the heretofore aberrational act into a natural act. Into a natural act. Some Mele, Rav Zvi says, Mu'ed Lodon have a Mu'ed Lodeimon. Why? Because it's much easier for an axe to go a behemoth than it is for an axe to go an olam. Because an axe is naturally inhibited because of Merach and Bechitre. So an axe is afraid of men. So the Mele, an axe is naturally inhibited in face of men, of human beings. So it's not so easy for an axe to go a human being, because he has to overcome a certain inhibition. It's against the nature of the axe to go a human being. So the Mele, since according to Rav Zvi, so Stam Shvorim love the so is the Cheska Shimokai. So that means it's not natural for an axe to go. And if an axe habituated itself to go a human being in presence of whom the axe is inhibited, that it's not easy for an axe to go a human being. And we know that it habituated, it made a custom to go a human being. It's relatively difficult to go a human being. And it already accustomed itself to the going of a human being, which is relatively difficult. So the Mele, since it's not unnatural for the axe to go a human being, that is very unnatural at the very outset, so the Haskam of the Hamor, that it's not unnatural for the axe to go an animal, which is relatively easy at the very outset to go. So that's why Rashi says that when we order, is having way to label. Why? Because according to Rav Zvi, who agrees with Rabbeinu Breit Rav Yeshua, that Stam Shvorim Chesed Shimokai kind of. So at the very outset, going is an unnatural act. It's true, it's an unnatural act. So if it is unnatural even to gore an animal, Allah has come of the Hamor that it's unnatural to gore a human being, because it's relatively difficult, more difficult to gore a human being. So if the axe habituated itself, accustomed itself to the going of a human being, thereby converting the going of a human being into a natural act. Allah has come over Hamo, that the going of an animal certainly becomes a natural act. That's why, that's exactly the reason why Rav Zvi says, Mu'ed L'odom, have Mu'ed Behem, have Mu'ed Behem. But, so according to Rav Zvi, the Gemara says, with cogent logic, That's only that Mu'ed L'odom may have a Mu'ed L'odom. But Mu'ed L'odom will be. So it habituated itself to the going of an Odom and the Behim. And the Behim. And then, Chozam and Behimo, in other words, baby camels, baby axe, playing with that axe. And they tried to provoke it. And still, the axe didn't touch them. So, what did they show? So, in other words, So he chose that somehow, we don't know the reason, but we know, we see, that it habituated itself from the going levels. It's, you don't understand the reason. Not everything that an ox does always has to conform to logic. It's calorina. If a human being's behavior doesn't always conform to logic, so an ox behavior must always conform to logic. The family is a reason. But we see that baby oxen are provoking, are trying to provoke him. They play with him, and he doesn't hurt them. He doesn't hurt them. So it's a raye. It's a raye that the ox dehabituated itself from the going venomous. In other words, that it's not natural for some reason, even though by establishing a habit of going human beings and going animals, so it became a natural act for the ox to go human beings, to go animals, but somehow we see now by the fact that with all the opportunities and with all the temptations presented to the ox to go other behemoths, the ox does not become provoked. So we see that somehow it's not natural for the ox to go animals. So maybe we say, Chazorin Behima Chazorin Gimorin. Mashein Kimikom Rabbot. A Kokapo beholds that some Shvorin love the Cheskashimok. So that means that the average ox is presumed ferocious, undisciplined, unrestrained. And at the very outset, it's a natural act for the ox to go. For the ox to go. But, so we cannot say that the business by the fourth time is higher than the Shomun Yom. And the first three times on the Chotzen Edek. Because the first three times, it's an unnatural act. And the fourth time, it's a very natural act. According to Rapoke, it's a natural act the first time too. And still there is Exodus Akosu that he is only higher heaven images. So it's a special Exodus Akosu. So the fourth time that the Torah says he's higher than the children, not because the fourth time it's a natural act. It was a natural act. Going was natural for the ox the first time too. It's a special Exodus Akosu that he became habituated. He became habituated. So the melee, just because, that's why Rapoke says that you and Lord will have a melee. If it had been a question of a natural versus unnatural act, then Rapoke would agree that we would have a word with Abel. Because if it's natural for the ox to go a human being that is difficult, that is relatively difficult for an ox to do, because an ox is inhibited in going a human being, he's afraid of a human being. And if it is natural for him, for the ox to go a human being, it certainly is natural to go an animal. But according to Rapoke, this has no relevance, the fact that it's natural.